producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I gave myself a flu shot yesterday. I know we're still in September, but I was like, I've told you guys this before. I trust vaccines wholeheartedly. I do. But I will not give the flu shot to my patients until I know that it's safe and kind of what side effects you get from it. You know, did it make you sore? Did it make you a little feverish? And so I do it, make sure the batch is safe and healthy. And then I tell everybody, all right, bring yourselves and your kids and all that. It's just one thing that I just do. Maybe I'm superstitious. I've done it the whole time. And I don't do that with everything. You know, I mean, because obviously I don't take in all medicines, but we don't do a lot of injectables in my office, so the flu shot, pretty easy to do. I could use a flu shot each year, so I do it, make sure the batch is okay. And it was funny because my arm, I did it myself, very easy. You know, you just kind of, you know, inject it into the deltoid muscle. I've done it before, you know, a million times. It's easy. Not a million times. I've only been alive so long, but still. And, so my arm was hurting. It's a couple hours later, my arm was hurting. I was watching football. All right, I mean, great game, by the way. Whoa. Especially the ending. Wow. Even though I'm a Cowboys fan, I have to say, both Kansas City and Broncos did pretty well. I'm pretty impressed. But my arm was hurting. So I'm like, all right, what's a flu shot? It's a flu shot. And then I made the mistake of going, now, wait a second. My left arm hurts. What if I'm having a heart attack? Well, as soon as I thought of that, came on chest pain. Like, no. So now I'm walking around psychosomatically having left arm pain and chest pain. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, you should not be having arm pain from your flu shot. Well, I forgot. I worked out a lot the day before. I worked out my arms a lot, so I completely forgot that I had worked out. I probably worked out my arms for 45 minutes, which is longer than I usually do. Like 45 minutes longer than I usually do, so no. So I had worked out my arms a lot. And during the debate, when the debate was on, 3 hours, I'm like, I might as well work out. So while standing there watching the debate, I was doing some arms and lifts and things like that. So my whole arm is now aching. The deltoid where I got the shot, a little sore, but that's about it. And now I'm having chest pain. So I'm like, oh, okay, do I tell my husband? No, I'm not going to tell my husband because he's going to make me go to the ER. So here I am, a doctor, running around with, you know, arm pain and chest. So I go, okay, you know what I need to do? I need to go to the, I need to go to Google, okay? And how to psychosomatically stop thinking about the chest pain to make the chest pain go away. Well, Google didn't have anything like that. It basically rephrased my question as, you know, what is a whack job? I'm like, no, okay, not a whack job. I just want to know what to do. Siri was no help. I didn't realize you could just ask Siri on the phone. She was no help. So what I decided to do was just not even think about it and just watch more of the game. Watch more of the game. It's relaxing. And I was like, you know what? My arm doesn't hurt. My arm doesn't hurt. Quit being a weenie. And within, I would say, seconds, the pain went away. Yeah, the arm hurt a little bit, but it wasn't like it was just a few minutes prior. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, you tell us that when you have chest pain and left arm pain, you call 911, You call the National Guard. You call the news crews and the media. You call the Dr. Dahlia Show. No, I did not call the Dr. Dahlia Show. You think I want to talk to that crazy woman? Please. So once I just stopped thinking about it, boom, gone. So this psychosomatic, you know, power of the mind and thinking about it and working yourself up into a frenzy is so real. It just, what sucks is you're having a real heart attack. You're having real symptoms. I want you to be fearful, and I want you to call 911. So every now and then I get an email going, you know, look, do I have to go to the hospital every single time I have chest pain? I always get chest pain. Well, my answer to you is if you get chest pain, you know, have a heart doctor see you already, just baseline, okay? And talk to him about the type of chest pain. He'll probably say make sure you have, you know, a scope that looks into your, you know, esophagus and stomach to look at reflux by a gastroenterologist. He'll probably also want to make sure you're not eating spicy foods and eating gassy foods, and especially if you do work out upper arms, you're going to definitely be sore in the rib cage area. So he'll review or she'll review all that with you, and then you come up with a plan. But I don't think we have a plan for people getting the flu shot and the arm hurting. Now, chest pain followed by pain in the left arm, even though it's a classic symptom of a heart attack, it doesn't happen with most heart attacks. Most people that have had a heart attack, they don't really bring up anything with their arm. Some people do, but the majority don't. All right, the majority that have died of a heart attack, a lot of times didn't feel anything. They just felt dizzy or they just felt off. And then some people have chest pain. But, you know, my recommendation to you is this. When you get the flu shot, get it in your right arm. Right? Just for poops and giggles, humor me. If you're the type of person that's going to get some pain or you get some chest pain every now and then and then you're going to be confused for the few days after flu, just get in the right arm. Now, I told you, I know some of you are like, wait, Dr. Dahlia, you said don't get in your right arm if you're right-handed because you're sore. Scratch that. I've changed my mind. I can change my mind. I'm a woman. I change my mind all the time. Today, I had to choose between a beige bra or a white Playtex 18-hour bra. I chose the white. I'm allowed to do that, okay? I can do that. The beige didn't really go with my outfit. And my husband doesn't like it. He thinks it's kind of, you know, ugly. Really, I do have a polka dot bra. I just don't fit into it. It's, I don't know what, it's like a D cup and it's just too small. So I need the ones where you have all that extra support in the back. You know the bras that say they have extra support in the back? Because some of our boobs go all the way to the back. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I want you to get your flu shot on the right so that you don't confuse left arm pain. Otherwise, you're going to have what happened to me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacroiliac at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacroiliac.com, spelled sacroiliedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. Tom, did you send me a picture of you and your eyebrows the other day? Very sexy. What were you doing with your eyebrows?
I was just raising them up and down. 2 second little video of just bizarreness.
Okay. Well, no, good. I'm glad you did that because you reminded me to pluck my eyebrows. So thank you. And send me a picture tonight of your mustache because I need to do something with mine. Apparently, I'm going to be honored tomorrow for the Bebo Awards, a Beauty In and Beauty Out Award. I am very, very excited about that.
Congratulations.
I think I won for the Beauty In. Somebody must have seen my liver or my colon. I don't think I win for the Beauty Out, but it's exciting nonetheless.
Well, congrats nonetheless.
Well, thank you. I know. See, I love it. Mandy, I've never won a beauty contest. Trust me. It's not that kind of a beauty contest. But it does raise awareness for the CHAMP Community Project. We've talked about that, and I definitely urge you to check out the CHAMP Community Project on their website. I was plucking my eyebrows. And I found some extra hair that I really didn't want to, and I'm wondering if I'm kind of wondering where this segment is going, because I really had to talk about something else. Why did I even bring that up? Facial hair. You know what? Let's move on. Look, I tried to transition it. I couldn't. Okay. Received an email this morning. Somebody has a job interview on Monday, and they are anxious in the job interview. Wants to know what to do to decrease their anxiety before going to the job interview. Okay, well, that's where we could bring in the facial hair, all right? You know, make sure you pluck a couple days before, not the day before, because it leaves bumps. You want to look like you feel good. You want to look like you look good, okay? For me, if I get a pimple, I already get all nervous and anxious. So I would recommend, for those of you guys that have like a little routine to prevent getting pimples and things like that, do it. My routine includes this Neutrogena pore refiner I like to use, and a bunch of Colgate toothpaste. I put a bunch of Colgate toothpaste on my face, and I don't seem to get a breakout the next couple days. So not that I'm recommending that as a doctor. That's just a Dr. Dahlia beauty tip. Okay, for some of you guys that think I'm pretty, Lord knows you need to get your eyes checked. It's because I throw a bunch of Colgate toothpaste on my face. Anyway, this was a great article. Comes from U.S. News, 21 Ways to Avoid Job Interview Anxiety. And you want to know what? I think this could work, you know, for a lot of things. You know, meeting the in-laws, date, you know, meeting your tax attorney. I think for those of you that get anxious, you know, before things, this could really help. Okay, so I had an interview with A&E Networks a while back, and I was really nervous about being late. I was nervous I would miss a place, and it was in New York, so I couldn't do this. But one thing that is very, very effective is visit the interview site the day before the interview. This way, you don't get lost looking for it. This way, you know where to go. You know where to park, okay? You know which subway train to take, that kind of thing, okay? So visit the interview site, not bad. Also, you want to arrive 10 to 15 minutes early. You could collect yourself. You could visit the restroom. You could take a look at the mirror. Make sure your teeth are clean. Another thing I'd like to add that I don't think this is on the list is make sure you poop that morning. When I'm all bloated and gassy, I feel it and I get distracted. I don't want to be distracted about having gas because I don't want to burp or toot in the middle of the interview. And so make sure you poop. So whatever routine you need the night before, like a lot of us, we travel. So you travel to New York, you're on a different time schedule, and now all of a sudden you're waking up, which would be like 5 or probably 3 in the morning your time, where it's 6 in the morning in New York, to get to an 8 a.m. interview. Then you need to plan your poops around that. I think that's very, very important. Whew. All right. They say thoroughly research the company and the position you are seeking within it. Okay? So, like, for example, all right, I was thinking about doing some, or I was pitching some things to History Channel. Right? I made sure I researched everything about the History Channel. I knew a lot about Pawn Stars and County Cars and all that. I worked with Pawn Stars, so I knew a lot about that. But what about some of the projects that were being launched? So I made sure I was educated on that, not because I wanted to, you know, patronize or act like I, you know, knew something I didn't, but I wanted to be aware of what they wanted. Okay? And, I pitched to them, like, you know, history of us big-breasted women, something like that. They liked it, but I don't think they took it. So I pitched to them some stuff. I can't say. Secret. All right. Now, when the interview is arranged, find out who you're talking to. I tell medical students this. Sometimes when you're trying to get into medical school, you are going to be interviewed by one of their faculty members. If their faculty member, okay, authored this big, juicy study, on pseudostratified columnar epithelium and its effect and what happens to it if oxybenzone causes free radical accumulation in the, I don't know, basal layer, then you better read up on pseudostratified columnar epithelium, oxybenzone, basal layer, and all that stuff. Okay? Because, again, you don't want to sound stupid, but you want to be like, you know, look, I read that, and I thought it was, you know, pretty fascinating. Pseudostratified columnar epithelium, man, I could read about that all day long. That's what I did for my medical school interview. They're like, really? Nobody, I don't even give a damn about pseudostratified columnar epithelium, and I wrote an article on it. Yeah, but you made that article really interesting. I really dug it, dude. I got into medical school, didn't I? It worked. Okay? So, prepare yourself. Okay? If it's a woman, no woman jokes. Okay? Don't be sitting there bagging on your wife or your mother-in-law. Okay? Not smart. If it's a guy, don't be talking about how you can barely get on your pants because your package is kind of big. Okay? Guy, that doesn't work. Doesn't work. Okay? Make sure what you're wearing is clean. That's the hard part, because every time I lay out clothes for something important, the stupid cat sits on it, and then he gets his hair and whatever, you know, poo-poo powder, you know, from the kitty box on his tushy. He kind of rubs it on the dress. Try to keep it away from dog hair, things like that. People do not want to see dog hair or animal hair, even if they like a dog, even if they love animals. They don't want that. Okay, and make sure if you're a woman, you're not being too busty. None of this, button, open in the front and tight skirts. Don't be doing that. Okay, we talked about how sometimes over-sexiness could prevent you from getting a job because people will think that, you know, you hired, you know, manager may go, you know, I'm not going to hire, because people will think I'm hiring her because she's sexy and I don't want my wife getting mad or people accusing me of something. So let's just... It's too distracting and too much drama with that. I mean, dress appropriately, okay? Yeah, I did try dressing sexy and it never worked for me. That's why I forewent that one. Look at me, please. Get enough sleep the night before you need sleep. Exercise that morning. If you exercise, you're going to feel good. Blood pressure will be down. Not bad. Make sure you're eating a good breakfast, but nothing that's going to give you gas. So don't be eating a high fatty food. Eat something that has protein. Know your food. Be very light on the caffeine. You don't want to go, yes, hi, I'm Dr. Dahlia, and I'd like to, do a show for your network, and, you know, I'm really, really good at it, and, you know, I wore a beige bra today. Nobody cares about that, okay? Nobody cares. You will, most of the time in an interview, be asked, ask questions of the interviewer. So they'll be like, do you have any questions for me? Don't say, how much sick leave or vacation time do I get? Okay? Don't say, when is, you know, the first opportunity for me to get a raise? Okay? I would say one of the best questions you ask is, if you do consider me for the job, and there is a processing period, let's say a week or two, while I'm getting all excited, you know, and psyched for the job, what would you recommend I do to prepare for that particular position? Are there any articles that were published that you want me to read up on? Are there any particular company types that you guys work with that you want me to find the latest research and analysis for? I want to be prepared day one because I want the learning curve to be as short as possible. That is a great question. Very kiss butt, but it works. Okay? They're going to ask you, what are your strengths? Okay? Don't say French kissing. Alright? Come up with something. Like, you know, I'm really organized. You know, my strengths are I don't really give a damn about the time clock. You know, if I have to work over, I got to work on the weekends. I'm going to get that done. My weaknesses, don't talk about your gas or your hemorrhoids like I've done. Okay? Say, be honest about your weaknesses. You know what? I don't like my handwriting. Thank God you have a dictation software. Okay? Say something that's honest but won't let you lose your job. Okay, guys, a lot more stuff to talk about. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, hold on. I gotta take a drink of something. I gotta wet my whistle. Hold on. Enjoy the music. La, la, la. I'm still drinking. Hold on. All right, I'm done. We are back. Thank you. 187. I had a Hershey's kiss. I had a little thing of Hershey's kisses. I need my chocolate. Leave me alone. I need my carbs. Listen, all night long I was dealing with arm pain and the threat of having a heart attack. You bet your butt it was very stressful. I needed my chocolate. Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, we'll go through more advice with the job later. We got other stuff to talk about, but this was an interesting email, all right? Anonymous, doesn't want her name out there. She goes, we have board meetings at my place of work at the end of each month. Next week, I will be in a boardroom, and month after month, I get ignored. I am the only woman in the room. Each time I talk, I only get a short period of time or I'm interrupted as I begin to speak. How does one get the Carly Fiorina treatment, I like that, in the boardroom? You're an outspoken woman. How would you do it? Well, Carly Fiorina, she was in the debate, so of course they asked her opinion. It's interesting. There's an article in the Washington Post talking about how a woman should handle a debate, like with Hillary Clinton. Next, I believe it's next week. When is Hillary's? I don't know. Or is it in October? Anyway, Hillary Clinton's debate, tips for a woman, you know, like they say, you know, make sure you focus on your tone. You know, people think a lot of us women, we start to screech. I don't screech. What? You know, like in a boardroom, okay? They would say on a debate stage or in a boardroom, okay, you know, something, I don't know, someone goes, well, you know, this fiscal quarter wasn't as good as it should have been. What? No way. What? Really? Okay, don't do that. Do not do that. I'm not saying women do that. You know, they also say, this is on the debate stage. Okay, I'll talk about the boardroom in another second. Okay. On the debate stage, they say, be firm. Okay? All right? Don't be like Rand Paul, you know, when there was an exchange with Donald Trump, he's like, can I speak? Can I speak? Don't do that. Don't do that. Go speak. You know, I'm going to take this time to speak. I got something to say. So do it. Okay? Just do it. Be firm. But you don't want to be too firm. Okay? Men and people in general, women too probably, do not like to look like you are battle-axing through. Okay? I've been called a battle-axe. All right? You don't want that. Okay? You want to be, you know, firm and just speak like anybody else would. Okay? But you also don't want to look like you are over-speaking like your mom does. You know, why are you putting your boogers on the wall, Dolly? Well, I want to know why. Well, come on, why? You know, no, you don't want to do that. Otherwise, you know, people kind of revert back to when they were a child and putting boogers on them. Okay, make sure you have personality. All right, you want to make sure you still show your personality, because a lot of people look at women in power or positions like that as not having a personality. And you want to show that you're a personality. But women also have to be very, very careful about not looking, I don't want to use the B word, but witchy. Okay, you got to be very, very careful, because people are like, well, you know what, if Dr. Dahlia is there, you know, she must be a real, you know, witch. Which is one of the reasons why I think I'm always self-deprecating, because I don't want people to think I'm a witch. So, okay, what would I do in the boardroom? Okay, so here you are, okay, and there's men, okay, and men have a lot to say, just like women, okay, and you have a woman in the boardroom, and every time you speak, you start getting interrupted. All right, you know, so it looks like, you know, GE and, you know, I don't know, Tesla and, you know, this made this, and so, you know, we need to, you know, up our numbers. Well, I'd like to say, you know what, this is what we do. Okay, we're going to move this market share to this, you know, and, you know, here you are, you just got interrupted. Okay, first, if you get interrupted, don't let it go. Okay? Because once you allow yourself to be bullied, this is for you guys too. Okay, I even saw that on the debate. Rand Paul should have never asked, can I speak? Can I speak? No, just speak. Okay, don't let that go. Don't let that go. Okay, so if you're interrupted, go, when you're done, I got to, now, you don't want to talk over them. Okay, but as soon as they're done, say, I need to make my point. You know, now, what I do before I'm interrupted, okay, you got to feel out the room. You've been in this boardroom now for how many months or years? Okay, so you already know who's going to interrupt you, all right? Then this is what you do. This is what I would do, okay? You're in a meeting, and you need to find a time to interject, and Bob over here is the biggest interrupter, okay? What if Bob says something you agree with, or there was something he said back in 1993. I mean, you're going to have to go back years to figure out something you could agree with on. And so you jump in and go, Bob had said something that I really agree with, and he had brought up a good point that I want to expand on. So Bob now is listening. Because you brought him into the equation, okay, because, you know, Bob wants to be center of attention, okay? Plus, you're bringing up something that he brought that you agree, guys love to be agreed with. My husband will do that, you know? You know, he'll say, you know, the car needs more gas. You know, and if I want to put him in a good mood, I'm like, honey, you are so right. You are so right. The car does need gas. I'm so glad you thought of it because I wouldn't have, and, you know, I would have been out of gas. Great job, baby. It works. It works. It works. Let me tell you, it works. Okay, guys like to be agreed with. Women like to be told they're correct. Guys like to be agreed with. Mm-hmm. Dallas played well last night. Mm-hmm. Yep. They did. Yep. Guys like that. They do. Okay? So, what I would do is, if I need to interject, if I don't think I'm going to interject, as soon as somebody says something that you agree with, can I just say I agree and I want to echo what he says, but let me just also add, okay, Dirk's right, okay, you know, we need to do this merger, we need to think, you know, I don't know, more progressively on this, but I would also suggest, okay, while you're working with his idea, do X, Y, Z, boom, 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 boom. Boom, you just got your thing in. Okay, now, what if you get interrupted again? No, hold on, let me finish. Okay, excuse me, I'm talking about what Bob and Dirk did. Okay, you can have your 5 minutes of fame, but right now, it's my time, it's Bob's time, and Dirk's time. Okay, Bill, stay quiet for a minute, let me finish. And that's how I would do it. But then that's me, okay? I have no problem just kind of, you know, getting my butt and, you know, squiggling it right in there. Okay? Another thing I would also do is I would call on the obvious. So there's this whole meeting going on and everybody's kind of talking and nobody's doing their own, you know, and go, you know, I have an opinion. I know a lot of you guys are dying to hear what I have to say. So I'm going to just say it because nobody's going to call on me. I say boom, boom, boom. All right? That's another thing. You know, I mean, I'm going to wait till like 7 board meetings from now to get called on. So here I go. Boom. Okay, and when everybody's talking, talk. Again, you don't want to over-talk people. All right, because again, you get over-talked and you lose to the biggest guy in the room. You just look like you got beaten. Okay, and you bring the point. Now, let's say you also have to know where to cut your losses. Okay, let's say people heard you and nobody acknowledged it. All right, and you said, you know, I think we should close the West Coast office. Okay, nobody, you know, everybody heard that. And nobody wants to talk about it. Okay, again, call out the elephant in the room. Go, why didn't anybody like my, you know, suggestion to close the West Coast office? They got to be ready. Because they could say, well, because Dahlia, you're such a dumb witch, nobody, you know, likes any of your opinions. Be prepared for, you know, but if you want to know why you weren't heard, and it was one of your best contributions to that board meeting, okay, then bring it out. Go, look, guys, a couple minutes ago, I brought up closing the West Coast office. Why did we get, you know, why haven't I heard anything on that? Why, you know, why aren't we discussing it? Okay? School me. I think it's a great idea. We don't think it's a great idea, and we're going to be kicking you off the board. Thank you, because I'm tired of being ignored. This board sucks. Yeah, and that's my final piece of advice. Okay? I don't know what board you're serving on. All right, but I would say leave. If they're not listening to you, they're not taking your opinions, and they're interrupting you, they don't need your talent. Up theirs. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Healthy. organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
All right, guys. guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, some of you guys eat protein bars. Some of you take in protein shakes. Well, now we got something called a protein patch, but it's nothing you want to stick in your mouth. This apparent protein patch could heal damage that occurred by heart attacks. This is way cool. In an experiment conducted on pig and mouse hearts, researchers from Stanford University have shown that making a protein patch can reverse damage to hearts caused by heart attacks. They were conducted by Professor Pilar Ruiz Lozano of Stanford University and his colleagues who published, I guess, the details in the journal Nature. So, okay, what's a heart attack? Now, a heart attack is where the part of the heart muscle doesn't get what it needs to survive. May not get blood flow, may not get enough oxygen. Something's not getting to that heart muscle. So, heart attack happens a lot of times very rapidly, hence attack. So, losing oxygen to a part of the muscle can be reversible if immediately it gets that oxygen back. If it doesn't, then the damage is irreversible. When you have dead heart tissue, you start to get some scars, okay? Because scarring is a healing process. It may not be able to recreate your pericardium, all right, or your myocardium. I'm sorry, the muscle of the heart, your myocardium, but it wants to preserve and protect the other myocardium. Your heart is brilliant. Okay, if you have a dead finger, okay, let's say something happened to your finger and it's all necrosed, etc. Infection can set in, spread, ruin the rest of your hand, limb, etc. Okay, pretty bad stuff. Your heart muscle knows how to try to protect itself when part of the muscle dies off. It's brilliant. All right? You don't hear people all of a sudden getting a heart infection because they had a heart attack. So what the body does is try to protect the rest of the myocardium, make some scar tissue. And what else is it going to do? It's not going to really get any blood. It's not, you know, healthy tissue that can do anything else. Here's the problem. The scarring, even though it's a real, real nice attempt, good job. You know, proud of you. Thank you. You know, appreciate it. Appreciate it. You know, you're doing us a solid. Thank you. Can still cause complications because you still have an electrical current that has to go through the heart. The electrical current knows exactly what to do through a healthy myocardium, healthy muscle. Doesn't know what the hell to do with a scar. A lot of times it'll bypass the scar. Well, what if that scar is on the left ventricle of the heart? Now, we've talked about the parts of the heart, right? Okay, you basically have four, well, you got tons of parts, but you got four chambers to your heart. You got right atrium, right ventricle, left atrium, and left ventricle. Okay? I know I was asked that in medical school. Name the parts of the heart. You got the top and the bottom. Called bottom carticus. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Called bottom carticus. And then you have, en español, la izquierda y derecha. In English, please. Right and left side. No, those are not the parts of the heart. Actually, I was correct partially. I was correct. So, right atrium. Blood is coming back from the body, kind of deoxygenated, right? So it goes into the right upper quadrant. That's like the 9 to 12 on a clock. Okay, so it comes in there. All right, then it falls into the ventricle, and the right ventricle pumps that blood into the lungs. So it goes into the lungs gets to exchange oxygen with the blood at the alveoli, and now the oxygen gets to the blood, and now you got some nice, rich, juicy, bright, red, oxygenated blood. It goes into the left atrium, and then down to the left ventricle, and that left ventricle needs to pump, and boy, does it better have a good, juicy, contractile pump to pump that blood all throughout the body. If you sustain a heart attack, okay, on part of that muscle there, and you don't get the electrical current, and you don't get that elasticity, and you don't get that muscular power behind that pump, you could go into something called heart failure. Heart failure is when the pump, because the heart's a pump, it's really what it is, okay? It's not oxygenating your blood, the lungs are. It's a pump. That's what your heart does, it's a pump, okay? Some of us need our pumps replaced. But if your heart doesn't pump out the blood correctly, now you get some back pressure. You get back pressure into the lungs, which is why we'll see fluid in the lungs. Some of you guys are short of breath. You know, like, God, you know, I had shortness of breath, and the doctor said I was in heart failure. I don't understand why my lungs were affected, because fluid starts to back up into the lungs. Okay? And then, right side of the heart now, right? Because things are supposed to be moving. Right side of the heart starts to get kind of backed up too. Now you start to get swelling in the veins. All right, some of us will see jugular venous pressure increase, veins, because now all this blood that's trying to flow, you know, to go get oxygen, it's like traffic, okay? You know, on the 405 or the 101, you know, or where I live on the 15. Now you got traffic, okay? And some of the blood is like, man, to hell with this, I'm going to find another route. Well, some of the fluid that starts to secrete out causes leg swelling, like I said, swelling of the veins and fluid in the lungs. So that it's like a big traffic jam. Why? Because the pump isn't working. So right now, we don't really have a lot of treatments, if any, to repair old heart attack tissue. Okay? So for the study, Professor Pilar looked at past studies of zebrafish. Okay, it's a species that can regenerate its own heart cells with a special layer of cells in the heart called the epicardium. Okay, the epicardium releases around 300 proteins that apparently sets off this ability to cause cardiomyocytes, which are the little heart cell, the little muscle cells of the heart, to start to replicate. According to Professor Ruiz, we wanted to know what in the epicardium stimulates the myocardium to regenerate. So they found a protein called follistatin-like 1. Okay, so it's I guess it's a lot like follistatin. Good. I've always been a fan of follistatin, so I'm pretty excited about that. Good. But it's follistatin-like. Okay, so we may be getting, you know, the B team on it, but that's okay. It's okay. Alright. Huh? Oh, are you talking about you know what follistatin is, right? Okay, good. Yeah, he was saying I know what it is. Anyway, okay, so they identified it, and I would love to have a protein, you know, named after me. Where did they get this follistatin? Please, you know, what about a Dahlia protein patch, you know, for ruptured uteri from all the gonorrhea infections? That would be an appropriate lane protein for me. Anyway, so they found that this protein in the epicardial tissue helped heart cells replicate. The researchers applied the protein to a patch and discovered that by attaching it to the heart, the cells began to regenerate quickly. So you slap it on like a Band-Aid. The team found that the protein set off the replication of muscle cells that led to the growth of new blood vessels within 4 weeks. So the next time you see a zebrafish, don't make fun of it, all right? Thank it, because this could be one of the most... Oh, sorry. Oh, I thought that was Tom talking. That's my laptop. Okay, sorry. Jeez, what is going on here? Okay, anyway. Yeah, so thank your nearby zebrafish. What... Sorry, I'm trying to shut off all the volumes. What am I supposed to say when I'm in the process of shutting up the volumes, shutting off the volumes of my stuff? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, signs of heart attack could be pain, could be pressure, could be radiating pain, neck pain, tooth pain, shoulder pain, neck pain. All right, some people even say they had abdominal pain when they had a heart attack. Any sort of pain, get it checked out. But before you get pain, make sure you're getting regular heart checks. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.